Passage 1.
The average American will move 13 times in his lifetime, and most of those moves will take him to another city, a new job, new friends, sometimes a whole new lifestyle. Moving offers the opportunity to make personal changes as well as to change the place where you live and work. For example, you might want to change the way you dress, the kind of friends you have, or what you do for entertainment. When no one knows you, you can make these changes in yourself and your lifestyle more easily because your old friends aren't watching you and you don't have the pressure of your former co-workers. Moving offers opportunities, but, of course, it can also cause problems. It takes time to adjust yourself to change, and you might feel lonely and unhappy at first. Moving can also cause problems within the family. If both husband and wife work, probably only one of them will benefit professionally from the move. The other may feel angry and resentful. Children may also resent having to leave their friends and school because their parents decided to move. In the end, moving will be easier if you can focus on the present. That is, don't waste time missing the life you left behind. Instead, start making a new life in your new city. And don't worry that you might have to move again in a couple of years. Think about where you are now and make the most of it.
Question 11. Why can moving make it much easier for you to make personal changes?
Question 12. What problem might you meet when you move according to the passage?
Question 13. What do we learn from the passage?